They say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries.
9:24 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Ed Sheeran, your headliner for Summerfest weekend two, day one, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, already.
Bringing in WTMJ's Sandy Max, host of What's on Tap, for a look at what weekend two has in store. Hi, Sandy.
Lots and lots. How are you?
Good. Hey, you saw that big boat in the harbor, huh?
I did. I heard
the American Patriot is coming. Yes. In fact, is in Port Milwaukee now, one of those cruise ships on the Great Lakes.
You know how you have that timing when you're listening to the radio and somebody says something and like it happens right there? And I was literally driving over the Hone Bridge and I looked out on Lake Michigan. I was like, I don't know. Is the ship really coming in? And I'm like, oh, there it is. It's coming through the breakwater. Vince, it's on time. It will be under the Hone in minutes. So it was a thrill.
Yes.
It was a thrill. I did not take a picture.
Eric's tired of the cruise ship story.
Nautical nerds.
I'm not tired. I just question why there are news conferences every time a boat comes.
So you're not going to be there waving a handkerchief? And hey,
I mean,
I'm
happy they're here.
I am too.
Eric wants no one to feel welcome.
As an American, I want to welcome everybody.
Didn't we just talk about this? What's wrong with you?
So yes, it is nice to know that there is action on the lakefront. And
well, it's a shame they're only staying one night. It's a shame they're not catching Summerfest.
They are going to miss it.
What are you looking at tomorrow?
We got Summerfest tomorrow. Ed Sheeran, who you just heard, big pop star. For him to be on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater is a coup and is going to be a fun night of music. Cody Johnson is country. That's going to be headlining on Friday. And then Saturday, one of the buzziest shows, Post Malone is headlining on Saturday at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. But, you know, it is about the music. We'll talk about some of the other things. But if you're looking for music, there is such a smorgasbord. If you like rock, Hailstorm is here, as is Wolf Mother, which is just fun to say, and the Revivalists. Common, the rapper, is going to be here from Chicago. Goldfinger, if you like that 90s pop, punk, ska sound, there's a band called Pepper that's got this upbeat reggae-style rock. And Little Feet, 70s legends, pioneers. But, you know,
still
just like
cranking, huh?
Yeah, and original members are part of it. And so, like, you never know when's your last chance to see a legend. So
do you know,
get in on that.
E, have you looked at the lineup for tomorrow?
Right.
If you did, you would pick the two bands that I would that I'm about to mention.
Candlebox.
No, they're not. But you're in the same. You are. What are the two bands there earlier in the day, Sandy Max? That you know, I know virtually nothing about music, but I like what I like.
Are you going to go Vertical Horizon and 10,000 Maniacs?
There you go.
10,000 Maniacs.
And Lisa Loeb.
Right after that on the U.S. stage.
I had that.
Yeah.
Eric
very 90s.
A mile away.
Dang it.
But I'll tell you, too, tomorrow, you talk about legends. Booker T. Jones of Booker T. Okay. And the MGs, that awesome organ sound from the 60s. Oh, my gosh. Booker T. Jones on the Generac stage, followed by Pat McCurdy to sing along with. There's such a way. I say that Summerfest is like choose your own adventure. Like,
that's a good way to say it.
Have not heard of a band, but you're going to walk by a stage and see people singing every word to every song. You're going to go, I've never heard of these people before. And then you're going to tell people, I'm going to see Styx last Saturday. And people are going to go, oh, who are they? I mean, it is just such a wide range. So I say lean all the way in. Other bands that are going to be here. Kitty Softpaw is a local band that I adore. They are Friday on the Generac Power Stage at like 6:15. And then I'm telling you, Saturday is the day that the quirky curiosity factor kicks in with Hank Azaria and his Bruce Springsteen tribute band. Hank Azaria and
That'd
the Easy Street Band. You had a great interview with him.
He was really cool.
So I think Simpsons fans are going to show up out of curiosity. And I think Springsteen fans who are like, I can't afford a ticket and I haven't seen him in a while, but I want to hear his music replicated.
And he's all in.
Yeah.
He leans all the way in and is essentially pretends to be Bruce Springsteen.
That is so. I think that's a curiosity factor. That is 5:30 Saturday on the U-Line stage. I would say get there early. And that is my other big tip. Plan to arrive early. That way you're not going to be frustrated if you wind up finding free parking 6 blocks away. Take the stroll. Because at the end of the day, because remember, this is like going to the ball game. Everybody comes at a different time. Then everybody pretty much leaves at the same time. And it means you might not want to stay for the headliner. Don't just plan ahead, look ahead. The Summerfest app is great for transportation options. Look at those options. Get in on the hop. You might be your first time on the hop, but if it helps you stagger that leaving at the end of the night and not right. sitting in your car and strolling on a summer night and parking six blocks away, that would be one of my biggest tips.
What else are you doing at Summerfest besides the music?
Art. You got anything else going on? The new interactive art exhibit is called Radiant Echoes, and you see it in the daytime. It kind of looks like the Chihuly glass growing out of these big Stonehenge rocks.
Yeah.
And you can walk through it and you can touch it. It's got music. There's an Android app for augmented reality that the Peck School of the Arts at UWM developed. And there's also Wild Space Dance on Friday at 7:15 and 9:15. So you've got years around this kind of prehistoric art exhibition, and it lights up at night, so that's really cool. You will see Ike Winter, remember the NFL draft, woodworking artist. He's popping up and has his portable canvas. He's walking around with a cart full of mismatched wood, seemingly. Takes him about 25 minutes to put it together, and you can help him out, but it is not paint by number. He literally kicks him around, sorts him out, and figures out by memory how the whole mosaic goes together. So pop-up art, and look for the dirty sodas. There's a shark attack dirty soda that is,
What does that mean?
All the rage. It's sodas that,
little something in it?
Like a syrup.
A smart soda?
Yeah.
Okay. Smart soda.
Well, these are dirty. There's a Pepsi Drips. There's a Fazio's Boba Bubbles. And
but I mean, there's alcohol in it, right?
No,
I
love this. This is not alcohol.
That's what I'm
talking about. Yeah, no, but believe me, you can find an old fashioned. And speaking of that, let me tell you the happy hour. There's a happy hour every day between 4 and 5. That is
what I get for that.
You can get a $6 Miller Lite or Miller High Life and the Big Tall Boys. And they also have on Thursdays, Throwback Thursday, that happy hour is from noon until 6 and 50% off selected spots. So you can find ways to stretch your dollar if you do want to. And bring a koozie. Bring your own koozie. That's my other tip.
You know what else is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
At Summerfest.
I'm broadcasting live Thursday night.
Well, it's Sandy's broadcasting live Thursday night, but also...
That's right.
Oh, you want me to talk about
Vince,
the pickleball?
Vince Petrano, pickleballing.
Yes.
Vince, when
Celebrity
can we watch you pickleball? And who are you playing?
Pickleball, I do want to mention. If you've got friends who are like, you got to learn pickleball, you got to learn about pickleball, check it out on the north end of the grounds. They have free play through the day. A bunch of my guys from ProLite, they're the local paddle maker. I use their paddles. They're really cool people. People are there from Pickleball Kingdom and other places. So they'll do instructionals. They'll help you learn the game. You can try it out yourself. We do have the quote-unquote celebrity pickleball tournament happening tomorrow. That's from 5 until 7 p.m. Matzik's in that too.
Yeah.
But we are not partnered together.
Do you know who you're matched up with?
I'm playing with a guy I know from Baird.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, you just said it was celebrity.
Yeah, well.
Your partner is just some guy?
He may be a little bit of a ringer. He's a celebrity in that he has played in the U.S. Open for pickleball. That's my guy, Todd Hayeski.
Okay.
I'm going to make a celebrity of him, and we're going to make a run.
All right.
You're going to get some good tips. So, yeah,
a little
make
bit of
the
a ringer there.
Summerfest.
But. It is 9:32. Right. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
Wisconsin's Morning News.